This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
As if Democrats could handle any more bad news, they got some. Millennials understand how this economy has been built. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I've been telling you guys that don't sweat the millennial vote, don't sweat the black vote, don't sweat the women vote, don't sweat the moderate vote. What it is about the economy. That's what the midterms are about. That's what 2016 was about, the economy. Somebody said, many of us, millions of us said, we want a businessman to run this economy. We want somebody smart who knows how to negotiate, who understands the world, the politics of the world, and how big of a part America plays and where we're getting screwed. And that's exactly what Donald Trump did. From day one, where he was bragging that he would save Carrier, and he did it, and Mr. Baby Black Jesus, who didn't even know how, said, he's going to need a magic wand. Well, he didn't. All he needed to do was understand how to negotiate, how to leverage. I'm not even going to give Trump that big of a hoopla over it. I could have done it. If you said to me, Kevin, how are you going to keep sitting? I would have been like, well, let's look at the landscape. Who's the parent company? Raytheon. They do a ton of business with us. It's, okay, great. If they do a ton of business with us, then we're going to leverage that and say, that would have been done. It isn't mystical and magical, but it was the Barack Obama, and that's what should scare the left. But what should scare them going forward is what's happening with the economy, the millennials, and everybody else, because the economy is booming, and we are only at the beginning of it. We're about to bust through the 27,000 mark in the stock market. At any time. I don't know when, but it'll be we're setting records daily. Things that the economists never believed would have happened. And if Obama economists are true to form and realistic, they'll tell you everything Trump does blows our mind in a good way. They're not going to do it, but that's okay. You're going to do it at the polls. It's one thing to witness all the nonsense around Kavanaugh, the witch hunt of the Russian collusion story, which, by the way, all of it falling apart, falling into the laps of the left. They don't even know what to do. They're like, oh, man, what do we do? What do we do? Nothing's sticking, and it isn't going to stick. You want to know why? Because Donald Trump is affecting people where it matters, in their pocketbooks. We all want to feel safer. We want to feel like our money's going forward. Farther, we also want to know that the world is safer. We want to travel. We want to do things. What good is it to have all the stuff that you amass if you can't go do fun stuff? I got friends over in Ireland right now, and they hadn't been. It's their ancestral home. They're from their DNA, and they went, let's go check it out. Good for them. And their dollar goes further, and Americans are perceived better now than they were only a few short years ago. I remember traveling the world as an American and people having respect, going, man, you're American? Oh, my gosh. And once they got over, you're black and you're not oppressed, I would be like, what do you mean oppressed? Not oppressed. I love America. What? Yeah, but I hear all the black angst. You know, I don't know what you're hearing. But I'm traveling over in your country as a representative of America, and I love it. And, of course, they wanted to get there, but they were told that we were oppressed. You know, this is crazy to me. Now they're being told, no, we're going to make America great. America first. We love everybody. We're great. You know, that should be our message. Do you think leftists want the world to know that we are a loving, giving, philanthropic, you know, humane culture? The most of all of those of any country. And I'm including anywhere in Europe, all these places. Kevin, we in Scandinavia, we're better with people. I don't care what y'all say. We are the best people in the world, in America. I'll say it to your face. Bjorn, or Sven, or Raul, it doesn't matter who you are. America sets the standard. Anyway, they don't like that these millennials are starting to get the picture. And here's a clip from what I'm talking about. This is an audio clip where they were asking millennials about the economy. Check it out.
I'm Kevin Phillips of Campus Reform. Today we're at Michigan State University talking to students about President Obama's comments saying that President Trump does not deserve credit for how well the economy is doing. What do students have to say? Let's find out. President Obama gave a speech this week in Illinois talking about how it's wrong for Trump to take credit for how well the economy is doing because it's still his economy. What are your thoughts on that comment?
He's been out for long enough now that it's not on him anymore. It's more on Donald Trump, so I guess he's a little bit in the wrong.
I would probably, unfortunately, side with Trump for this one. I think that he has done like a lot for the economy that Obama didn't do such a good job on. But so I guess I'll side with Trump on that one.
I feel like once a president's done, they hand it off.
I feel like all presidents do this. They'll sort of take credit for something that's happening down the line.
I think the underlying fundamentals are likely still largely Obama, but in terms of confidence and changing people's attitudes, I'd say that's mostly Trump.
I kind of feel like everything's just like a plateau.
Not the market. The market is going way up.
I just haven't really kept up with that, so I wouldn't really know too much.
Because of all the things I have issues with, the economy's not really one of them. It's more like foreign relations and just like public appeal and things like that. So I think the economy's probably one of the things I think he's doing decently well at. He's a businessman. I think that's his strong suit.
His tweets and stuff I find very offensive because, okay, I mean, I'm a girl, so, and a lot of them are against us. So. But economically, like, I feel like he's really helping us.
I think when you're in the role as President of the United States, you're supposed to bring people together, okay, not polarize them. But overall, yeah, he does definitely make some good deals.
And the way he goes about conducting his business, I don't agree with. But overall, I think he's going to do some good things.
I think he has done a good job as far as, like, making new jobs and lowering the unemployment rate.
I think he should stay off Twitter, like, stop talking about things he shouldn't be talking about, become a little bit more, like, well-mannered. But I do know for a fact that, like, he's been helping a little bit, and we've been doing a lot better with the unemployment and everything. So from my perspective, I think he's doing okay with that.
Like, I just feel like he doesn't really know how to run a country, you know? Like, I feel like
things are going pretty well, though. Unemployment, very low. GDP rates, above unemployment rates.
I'm glad to see that he's trying to bring stuff in-house and make it healthier in the long term.
Well, there you have it, folks. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. That's Michigan State University. Campus Reform went out, decided they were going to look over some things and see how things are going. The economy, one girl. excuse me. I don't think he knows how to run the country. And, of course, Caleb pushes back. Well, he seems to be doing pretty good. But, and I don't like interviewers that do that. He should ask her questions. Like, well, what part of the country is he not running well? But he just kind of butted in. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today. Glad you guys are with us. KJRadio.com. And yet again, we'll be back. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Every solution to the humanitarian crisis in Syria must also include a strategy to address the brutal regime that has fueled and financed it, the corrupt dictatorship in Iran. Iran's leaders sow chaos, death, and destruction. They do not respect their neighbors or borders or the sovereign rights of nations. Instead, Iran's leaders plunder the nation's resources to enrich themselves and to spread mayhem across the Middle East and far beyond. The Iranian people are rightly outraged that their leaders have embezzled billions of dollars from Iran's treasury, seized valuable portions of the economy, and looted the people's religious endowments, all to line their own pockets and send their proxies to wage war. Not good. Iran's neighbors have paid a heavy toll for the region's agenda of aggression and expansion. That is why so many countries in the Middle East strongly supported my decision to withdraw the United States from the horrible 2015 Iran nuclear deal and reimpose nuclear sanctions. The Iran deal was a windfall for Iran's leaders. In the years since the deal was reached, Iran's military budget grew nearly 40%. The dictatorship used the funds to build nuclear-capable missiles, increase internal repression, finance terrorism, and fund havoc and slaughter in Syria and Yemen. The United States has launched a campaign of economic pressure to deny the regime the funds it needs to advance its bloody agenda. Last month, we began reimposing hard-hitting nuclear sanctions that have been lifted under the Iran deal. Additional sanctions will resume November 5th, and war will follow. And we are working with countries that import Iranian crude oil to cut their purchases substantially. We cannot allow the world's leading sponsor of terrorism to possess the planet's most dangerous weapons. We cannot allow a regime that chants death to America and that threatens Israel with annihilation to possess the means to deliver a nuclear warhead to any city on earth. Just can't do it. We ask all nations to isolate Iran's regime as long as its aggression continues. And we ask all nations to support Iran's people as they struggle to reclaim their religious and righteous destiny.
Kevin Jackson here, folks. That's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. Donald Trump pulled no punches at the UN. I couldn't be more proud. I looked on Twitter after this speech. People were like, this is, you know, way to go, President Trump. I mean, just on and on and on. And of course you have the naysayers, but that's okay. That's okay. There are people that listen to that speech that when that was presidential, I'm talking about the U.S.-based left moderates went, that's presidential. He didn't back off of a single thing that he said, whether it was immigration, whether it was tax reform, whether it was trade, whether it was nuclear proliferation, you name it. Mr. Consistency. 844-551-8255 if you want to call and talk to me. Call me. Oh, my goodness. And I broke it into pieces because I wanted you to be able to, you know, discern what you want to hear, what you don't. And if you go back to this show on this day, you'll be able to, in any time, listen to this particular show as we parsed, you know, pulled out the pieces. Because we've talked about immigration, we've talked about trade and other issues. And now I want to talk about Iran, whom the president has said we are putting amazing economic pressure on them. November the 5th, the 4th is the deadline. The 5th is when new sanctions kick in. And if you're going to get Iranian oil, you better get a whole bunch of it now. Because now we are going for the jugular. And then you're going to make a decision, Europe and all around the world. Do you want to use their oil? Is it worth it? Because Donald Trump bets that you say it isn't. I bet he's right. Let's play the clip of him when he's talking about the Middle East, because I think it's just as revealing. Here we go.
Following my trip to Saudi Arabia last year, the Gulf countries opened a new center to target terrorist financing. They are enforcing new sanctions, working with us to identify and track terrorist networks, and taking more responsibility for fighting terrorism and extremism in their own region. The UAE, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar have pledged billions of dollars to aid the people of Syria and Yemen, and they are pursuing multiple avenues to ending Yemen's horrible, horrific civil war. Ultimately, it is up to the nations of the region to decide what kind of future they want for themselves and their children. For that reason, the United States is working with the Gulf Cooperation Council, Jordan, and Egypt to establish a regional strategic alliance so that Middle Eastern nations can advance prosperity, stability, and security across their home region. Thanks to the United States military and our partnership with many of your nations, I am pleased to report that the bloodthirsty killers known as ISIS have been driven out from the territory they once held in Iraq and Syria. We will continue to work with friends and allies to deny radical Islamic terrorists any funding, territory, or support, or any means of infiltrating our borders. The ongoing tragedy in Syria is heartbreaking. Our shared goals must be the de-escalation of military conflict, along with a political solution that honors the will of the Syrian people. In this vein, we urge the United Nations-led peace process be reinvigorated. But rest assured, the United States will respond if chemical weapons are deployed by the Assad regime.
I like how Trump in this presentation was, Mike, you know, very calm and collected. But he told you, when I draw the red line, you cross it, it's done. You think Syria believes him? You think Russia believes him? He warned on all kinds of things. Maybe we'll get to. I want to do one more thing because I want to get to energy. But what a speech! The only thing you could be is happy for how he performed at the UN.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The Senate Judiciary Committee resumed with Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh now getting to testify. He began with an opening statement.
I'm here today to tell the truth. I've never sexually assaulted anyone. Not in high school, not in college, not ever. Sexual assault is horrific.
Kavanaugh continues.
I categorically and unequivocally deny the allegation against me by Dr. Ford. I never had any sexual or physical encounter of any kind with Dr. Ford. I never attended a gathering like the one Dr. Ford describes in her allegation. I've never sexually assaulted Dr. Ford or anyone.
The U.S. military announced that the United States used an F-35 fighter jet in combat for the first time, conducting an airstrike in Afghanistan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Next, you're holding up the line, ma'am.
What did you say?
You're next in line for the water slide, ma'am. Feet forward and enjoy the ride.
Okay, dearie, this does look fun. Oh, you melted me. I've melted.
The Wicked Witch of the West on a water slide? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
See what you've done. Oh!
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. Got a lot to talk about. I'm probably going to try to get back to some of this UN stuff, but I wanted to break things up a little bit. We talked about the economy, bad news for the left, the millennials. Oh, yeah. They don't believe that it's Obama's doing. They see Donald Trump as the man. They may not like his tweets. They may not like his style, but you know what they like? They like those jobs. Man, consumer confidence through the roof. We'll talk about it another time, but there are hardly any bad indicators today. Just the way it is. Things are rising. Oh, my goodness. We got some issues, though, for the left. They got some problems. See, they're trying to shoehorn people in. They want military people running or people that they want associated with the military because they think that's going to help them get some seats in Congress. They're pulling out all the tricks. I read a report. They're winning the governor's race and the Senate race in Florida. They're winning the Senate the governor's race in Georgia. They have a radical black woman running there. She wants to give scholarship money to illegals. She wants you not to be able to bail yourself out of jail. She says no bail. And she is anti-Trump. She's a lying leftist who has stolen millions of dollars, paying people under the table. It is a crooked factory over there with this woman. And, you know, people got to start helping. The guy that's running against her, his name is Brian Kemp. You got to get out there and you got to help these guys. $5-$10. Let the people know that, you know, the masses are giving money to these campaigns so people know, okay, we're watching. Then the GOP jumps in. Now, the GOP is going to help them. But how in Georgia could you be possibly running neck and neck with an avowed socialist who is a thief and who vows to continue to steal your money? How does that even happen? How is Keith Ellison still on the ballot? This dude is a wife beater. Look, leftists are trying to ignore his abuse. They've been overlooking. Oh, he says it didn't happen. He said, she said. They haven't said a word. He kicked the crap out of his girlfriend. You should see those pictures. Black eyes. I mean, just brutalized her. Just look at those pictures. But people have stayed on this story, thankfully, like a dog on a bone, and rightfully so. Keith Ellison beats women. And the Democrats have used the subterfuge of Brett Kavanaugh and these bimbos that they're bringing up, these sex-crazed teenage girls that went to multiple gang rape parties and didn't drink the punch. Are you kidding? I mean, 15-year-old girls going, well, it was a party. It was me and four 17-year-old boys. Now, I'm not sure Brett Kavanaugh was there, but I do remember being, you know, sexed up by a bunch of boys. Yeah, What are your parents? I would love to talk to their parents and say, hey, just let me just out of curiosity. Was your daughter kind of crazy? Oh, geez, Kevin, let's not. Listen, that was a rough period for us. We prefer not to forget it. Christine's now she's now a professor. And we're as happy that she finally made it through, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. Can we just not talk about that? Yeah, I bet. When I came back from school one time, from military school, a young girl, we were good friends with their family, and they were like, I'm not going to say the names because people from my hometown listen to the show, but the woman in this family was, I just remember her being a very classy lady. She reminded me of, like Cicely Tyson, but she wasn't as dark. And her husband was a very big man, and he was very stately and intelligent sounding. And, they had a daughter. She was probably, I'm guess, four years younger than I was. And so I got back to town. I don't know if it was my senior year or my junior year. But I was, driving, that kind of thing. And I go hang out to see my boys, all my friends, and stuff like this. And they said, hey, man, we're going over to the pool, the public pool. Okay, I'll meet you guys over there. So I'm not swimming. I'm just in fully clothed and had come to town. I'm like, I just want to see my friends. So they're there, and we're talking and stuff, and I see this particular girl. Now, she's older, because, when I had seen her, she had like a growth spurt, during that period, I guess. So she looked like a full, like a girl. She was an attractive young girl, but still 3-4 years younger than I was. So I was, me and my boys are talking. I was like, man, so-and-so's really grown up, and this person's changed, and I'm talking about this stuff. And I mentioned this particular girl, and guys are like, man, see, that girl is wild, buck wild. And I was like, what? Yeah. And I'm thinking about her parents, who are just the salt of the earth. I mean, just so good people. And, just the type of black folks that you go, man, now that's the way black folks are supposed to be. And so, long story short, this was before I even knew about the girl's reputation. I went by to see them because she was one of my grandmother's best friends, the lady. I went by to see them, and the screen door was open, and I knocked on the door. I was like, hey, I yelled in through the door. Both doors open. It's a little town, people. That's the way we live. So I walked in. I was like, hey, is anybody here? No, and I'm yelling out the names of the parents and what have you. They're not there. Well, I hear the daughter comes out. And I see her. I was like, hey. I was like, yeah, hey, how you doing? She's like, good. I said, where are your folks? She's like, well, they're not here. I said, oh, well, hey, just tell them I drive by. She's like, okay, whatever else. And I leave. I go back home. The woman calls my grandmother and says, hey, Kevin came by the house and all this. And my grandmother said, yeah, he told me he was looking for you and your husband. Say hello. And she goes, yeah. She goes, well, the neighbors told me because we kind of got people looking out for our daughter. And my grandmother's like, well, what for? And she's like, well, we're having some problems with her and boys and all this. So I'm kind of overhearing my grandmother tell this story, and I was like, well, what's the big deal? So she tells me, and I was like, okay, well, whatever. But she says, well, but hey, no. If Kevin wants to date her, it's okay. And that's what this lady said. So then when I went to go see my friends, my other buddies, that's when they told me this girl had gone buck wild. Just crazy. Sexing up boys left and right. I'm going from memory, but I know this girl couldn't have been, I know she wasn't older than 14. And she's buck wild. Now, I don't know what she did. I was there for the summer. I maybe saw her and her friends at the park, passing, hey, and that was it. I don't know what she's done with the rest of her life, but I know this. The stories they told about this girl, it was crazy. If you had said to me, if I didn't know it from her mother calling my grandmother to say, Kevin had been by the house, and, I've got my neighbors looking out, I wouldn't have even known. And, of course, when I saw my friends, they told me, and I wouldn't have believed them had I not heard my grandmother tell me, the conversation that had occurred. And so it happens. I don't blame the family. I don't blame the girl. I mean, it is what it is. For whatever reason, she just was that way. And it wasn't because of her parents. They were really good people. But you know what? I don't think she's accusing people like Judge Kavanaugh of holding gang rape parties for her. But I got off track because I want to talk about Keith Ellison. Because he beats women. And now they want to get into his records. They want to see what Keith Ellison is all about. So the Minnesota Star Tribune has filed a lawsuit to unseal his divorce records. Because there were domestic abuse accusations from Karen Monahan, the woman that he beat the crap out of. Deputy chair of the DNC, state's Democratic nominee for attorney general, and he divorced his wife, Kim Ellison, back in 2012, you know, because Keith was a player. But they sealed his records. No, now, by the way, this is the way Barack Obama got into office. He unsealed the records of his of the guy he was running against and accused them that where they were accusing each other of all kinds of stuff, and then he just ripped them to shreds. But with Keith Ellison, they don't want to let you know. So motion to unseal his records comes after allegations from Monahan, his ex-girlfriend, that he violently dragged her off of bed, yelled, B, get the F out of my house, in a heated argument they had in 2016. Now, he's denied it, but she's been vocal. She's been all over Twitter saying emotional and physical abuse from him in 2017 in November. And the day before, Monahan tweeted that the Democratic Party, her own party, does not believe her allegations against Ellison the same way swaths of people have gathered behind Dr. Christine Blasey Ford. I don't blame her. She's probably upset. Now, they say, the Star Tribune says, look, this has enough public interest that, and Kim Ellison stands, even though she stands behind her husband saying the divorce records are they still say the divorce records are a matter of concern to voters and need to be shown. And I say, I agree. He's running for the highest office in the land. Is he going to beat women? What's his stance on women? He's a Muslim. Well, why should we believe it? Let me tell you, if this was a Republican, he would have been tarred and feathered on the town square. You and I all know it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices. And let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support, so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
See if you can make sense out of Joe Biden in this speech. You could tell he got thrown for a loop or something. He doesn't quite know what to do here.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Folks, I know it's been a long day for you. And Lindsay is right, and it's not hyperbole to suggest that, you can always tell, and you women who are in the workplace know this, you can tell the men who really respect you and believe you a total equal, if not a superior. I mean, am I joking? You can feel it. You know it. And I'll tell you now, I'll make you a bet. And I'm slipping into my violence against women passion, but take a look, and I'll bet you every one of those men had a strong, independent mother or sister or grandmother or somebody raised him. And I've been really fortunate. I didn't plan on saying this, but my mother had a backbone like a ramrod. My deceased wife was fierce. Jill, you've seen how independent and committed she is. And I always kid, but it's true. Every brother should have a sister like I do. A hell of a lot better looking, a lot smarter. We went to the same university together. We used to be 3 years apart. Now we're 20 years apart. I don't know how the hell that happened.
The speech really had nothing to do with what he was there to talk about. That's Joe Biden for you. Anyway, what else? I want to cover some of this stuff. There was a fake noose that was at the... I want to cover a lot of news because we don't have a lot of time. I wanted to... Originally, I was going to do more of the UN, but I feel like it's kind of... I'm into it, but I don't know that I'm feeling the audience. My producers are kind of looking at me like, enough with the UN. Anyway, did you hear about the fake noose that was at the Civil Rights Museum? Yeah, there was a fake noose. And Bob Parks did a thing on the story. Bob Parks is one of my idols. This dude is used to work at MRC, and he's reconstituted himself. And Rush Limbaugh brought it up, but it was a fake noose at the Civil Rights Museum. Now, they don't know who put it there. They got cameras and everything, but nobody wants to release the cameras and show that the fake news is fake. But all the media covered the fake news at the Civil Rights Museum in D.C., and here's the story that Bob Parks covered and Limbaugh referenced.
In fact, there's a great piece at blackandright.com by Bob Parks, who is black, and he talks about the circumstances involving...
Visitors were removed from a section of the Natural Museum of African American History and Culture on Wednesday after a noose was found on the floor of one of the rooms.
A noose was found at the National Museum of African American History and Culture.
A noose found inside an exhibit about segregation. The museum director called the incident, quote, a painful reminder of the challenges facing African Americans every day.
A noose was found there yesterday. We mentioned this a little earlier. Now, it was found at the Hirshhorn Museum also in the same week, but the fact that this was put in the African American Museum, what does that say to you?
In a statement, the founding director of the museum said in part, this was a horrible act, but it is a stark reminder of why our work is so important.
A spokesperson for the Smithsonian says tourists found the rope this afternoon in the segregation gallery. The museum's founding director says the noose represents an act of cowardice.
A senior member of Congress is calling on the Justice Department to investigate what she calls an uptick in racial threats at the National Museum of African American History and Culture.
Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee's request comes after a noose was found in the museum's gallery and display on segregation.
A show of solidarity as well as a call for action. An urgent message is being sent to President Trump after that noose was found inside the National Museum of African American History and Culture.
I talked to Lonnie Bunch, and he says there's grave concern among the staff, the visitors, and the thousands of people around the country who have contributed to the African American Museum. Here's what he says about that noose that was intentionally left by somebody in clear view so that others could find it.
Well, I mean, I think we have no idea. Was it a kid who thought this was an interesting prank? Was it somebody who felt that this museum was a symbol of an America that maybe they didn't agree with? But all I know is that it reminds me why this museum is so important.
Lonnie Bunch would not talk specifics about security. He did call it one of the safest museums in all of the country, if not the world. Both inside and out, there are protections, cameras, people with weapons, and security you don't see, he said.
The two big questions here on the table, why not release that surveillance video if they have it, of the suspect or suspects involved, at least to the local media, to try to get some answers here? And then the other big question is, are there any suspects or persons of interest in mind in this case at all? And according to museum officials, at least right now, they told us, and I quote, they have no interest in releasing the video. Again, they didn't tell me why, but they said, as of right now, no interest in releasing video.
As you know, we're a family, and it's so wonderful to us to see everybody come together at a time of pain, but a time that reminds us that the Smithsonian's at its best when it helps people confront the issues that have divided us, when it helps people realize that by working at the Smithsonian, we get to make America better. And so I am honored to be one of your colleagues and humbled that you're all here today. Thank you, thank you, thank you for helping us go through what is really one of the most difficult times we've had as a professional, because we know this is not just a suit. This is about the news symbolizes loss, pain, symbolizes a country that we don't believe in, but your rallying around us helps us remember what a great place we can be. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. What great work by Bob Parks. That was a video, and there were some graphical things going on there that you can't see, that they were making fun of the idea that of the fake news. People saying, we need the Justice Department to investigate this. Sheila Jackson Lee, black congresswoman out of Houston, she says, where's the Justice Department when you need it, when there's a fake news? And then suddenly they're like, well, maybe we don't want them looking into it because we don't want you to see the cameras. They even said, let's get an urgent message to President Trump. Urgent message. You want to know why they wanted to do that? So when President Trump said, what do you want me to do? They could say, he doesn't care about black issues. Black lives matter, man. Somebody put a noose in there. Black people need to be afraid everywhere they are. Everywhere there you could possibly be in America, there lurks a racist who would dare drop a noose in the Civil Rights Museum, or like a Black History Museum in D.C., the Smithsonian. Did you catch that? How many times they said the Smithsonian? I love the part they go, well, this is the guy, the director of the museum. He says, well, we have no idea who did it. Was it a kid that thought of it as a prank? Did you catch that? He's like, was it a kid that thought of it as a prank? Or, you know, somebody who saw this as a symbol of America that they don't like? So in other words, there's a racist running around there, and he made his way to the Black History Museum in D.C. He got in. How dare he? What kind of security do they have when they are letting in people that will drop a noose? And no less, where was it? In the segregation room? What symbolism was that? Then they said, we got all this security. We've upped security. We've got cameras. We've got plainclothes people. You know, we're going to protect the legacy of the Civil Rights Museum and these colored folks if it's the last thing that we do. No racist running around is going to get to us. Oh, no, no, no. Hey, will you release the video? No, we're not going to release the video. No, we can't release the video. You should be asking yourself, why don't they release the video? You ever been in one of these museums? They got videos on top of videos. They know everything. You would be crazy to go into this Black History Museum or any other museum and do some devilment. Because my grandmother said, boy, you're up to devilment. You would drop a noose, even if you tried to be slick about it, like it fell out of your purse. Let me tell you, if it was anybody associated with the Republicans or, you know, white nationalists or Tea Party, they'd be revealing who dropped the noose. But let me tell you who dropped the noose. Somebody on the payroll of the Black History Museum. That's who dropped the noose. Somebody on the payroll of the Democrats. I don't know whether these guys need money, but that's why the noose got dropped. And then the guy comes out, the curator, he's like, in this time of pain, this most difficult time, the noose symbolizes loss. It symbolizes pain. But I appreciate you all coming out in this very trying time for all of us, because there are grave concerns among the staff and visitors and the thousands of donors about the noose being dropped. Nobody seems to care. Let's get to the end of this. The culprit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.